I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Office arrested Veronica Denise Jackson of Jonesboro in connection with the murder of Grover Brown. Around 7:30 Sunday morning, the Lincoln Parish Sheriff's Office responded to a call at the residence on Gar Road. Family members say the 58-year-old Brown was found dead in his home. Investigators determined that the victim had sustained a gunshot wound to the head. In a news release, officials say physical evidence led investigators to suspect Jackson, who was formerly acquainted with the victim. Jackson was charged with second-degree murder. The case is still under investigation. Governor Jindal fired the head of the Office of Elderly Affairs a couple of years ago. An update on how that office is performing at this time. We get more from KEDM's Ashley Lyons.
Governor Bobby Jindal fired the head of his Office of Elderly Affairs in 2012 and never named another executive director. A new audit says that lack of leadership has lessened the effectiveness of the agency's mission to help the elderly. In a review released Monday, the Legislative Auditor's Office says the agency's funding formula that sends state and federal money to the local councils on aging doesn't determine where needs are greatest. The audit says the Office of Elderly Affairs doesn't use demographic and waiting list data to target spending like other states do, and doesn't consistently track the services it funds. The Jindal administration defended its formula, saying it was approved by federal officials, but says it will work more closely with parish councils on aging to monitor spending. I'm Ashley Lyons, KEDM News.
Well, as the rate of diabetes continues to rise, new numbers show the disease costs Louisianans $5 billion a year. The study was conducted by LSU's Pennington Biomedical Research Center, and the facility's executive director, Dr. William Cefalu, says the cost of prediabetes went up 74% and undiagnosed diabetes grew 82% since 2007.
The real increase in cost of diabetes and prediabetes is just the sheer number of cases.
Nationally, the cost of diabetes has grown to $322 billion per year in excess medical cost and lost productivity. Cefalu says diabetes is becoming an economic burden for the entire country.
I think it was stated that $1 in $10 is now spent on this condition.
Cefalu says increased awareness and action to stem the disease is needed to cut down the cost. He says previous studies show that prediabetes can be controlled. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies later this afternoon, the high today in the upper 50s. This is KEDM News.